Here we drop into the wonderful, magical realm of the heart chakra of unconditional love, forgiveness, joy. We start to let go of heaviness and grief. So we move from the element of fire, which was third chakra, into the element of air, which has our lungs and our breath. We move into the center, the fourth chakra, three chakras below, three chakras above. And when we add air to our fire, it literally grows and expands outwards. So this is about the expansion of who we are and really reaching outwards towards others. And in the heart, we move from our focus on self and our desires and actions into community, the greatest good of all. So as you start to think of an intention or heart chakra, you can take into account if there's anyone or anything that you might need to forgive. That's the realm of heart. It's also gratitude. It's compassion. Maybe it's having more compassion for yourself. Perhaps it's releasing judgment. Perhaps it's expanding your life purpose, connecting to others, or just being able to love yourself or someone else unconditionally. This is all the realm of the heart chakra. So as you're dropping in and setting that intention, you know, just breathe nice, deep, full breaths into the heart, into the lungs. Letting go of any heaviness. As you drop into that expansive element of air. This is the chakra we deal with balance and love. And it's really about being a vibration of love so that your love is not dependent on the outside. You are actually creating that vibration, and you radiate outwards, bringing love and compassion to whatever comes into your field. This is the color green, and the goal of the heart chakra is union. And the mantra you can use in this chakra is I love. So as you're breathing, if you want to focus, I love, I love, I love, you will be letting go of grief. Good. Keep breathing. And we're going to start, as we bring that focus more and more to the heart, we're going to start with the breath through the mouth. Two breaths in, one breath out. We're starting the breath now. So you can start at a nice, slow, steady pace. And see if you can feel your heartbeat. Really tune into your heart. You can start with gentle breaths through the mouth. Two breaths in, one breath out. Getting a slow and steady rhythm going. Good, keep breathing. And I want you to imagine that you're inhaling those two breaths into the left side, the receptive side of your heart, and you're expanding your heart all the way out to the left. Take a few breaths here. And then imagine expanding your heart to the right side, the expressive side, and you're feeling your heart space widen across your entire chest. Taking a few breaths here. And then breathing into the bottom of your heart, deepening your compassion for yourself and for others. Taking a few breaths here. After a few breaths here, you're imagining that you're breathing into the top of your heart and you're lifting the heart all the way to the shoulders. And then you're breathing into the back side of the heart, sending all your breath down through your back, through the bed or the floor of the couch, down through the floor, and you're sending your breath to Mother Earth with gratitude, feeling that connection to Earth, and just gratitude for all Mother Earth gives us. And then finally, inhaling twice all through the mouth, exhaling, pushing your heart energy forward out into the world. Good. Keep breathing. Two breaths in, one breath out. Strong, deep breaths. You're activating the lungs. The lungs is where we hold all of our grief. So you are exhaling and releasing grief. You're releasing heaviness from the heart. And it might not even be your heaviness. So if you're empathetic or sympathetic, you might be picking up on grief from your friends and family, or just general grief from the world. We've had a really rough couple of years, so perhaps you're holding energy from the world in your heart chakra, a heaviness that you're ready to let go of. So keep breathing in to letting that go. Good. Two breaths in, one breath out. Heaviness. So you're breathing into the physical part of your heart. You're starting to connect to unconditional love for yourself. And we're at the balance point. As I mentioned, we have the three physical chakras below, the realm, the earthly realm, the earth of the realm of the physical. We have the three chakras above, which are the spirit, the spiritual, and they meet in perfect balance in the heart. It takes all the polarities and balances them out. So you're breathing in to balance, you're breathing in to self-love, unconditional love for yourself, breathing into compassion for yourself. Knowing that we are all doing the best we can with where we are at. Peace when you enter. My love is just a reminder. Finding your center. My love is just a reminder. Find your center. Working with your breath, two breaths in. My love is just a reminder. One breath out. My love is just a reminder. Find your center. Really connecting with that compassion for self, knowing that compassion is the highest form of love. Good. Keep breathing. So familiar, so amazing. Hopped in the car, drove through the mountains, cows in the street, prayer be to a king. Nice. Two breaths in, one breath out, breathing into the color green. I love to imagine the lungs and the heart chakra as trees. The lungs kind of look like trees, and all those roots. And it's very heart chakra. The air that we exhale is taken in by the trees. It helps them survive. What they give off, the oxygen, is what we need to survive. So it's this mutual exchange and sharing of heart, sharing of community, remembering that we are all in community. We can't do this alone. Two breaths in. Start to fade. One breath out. Keep breathing into your self-love, knowing it's the foundation for loving others. And it's really only by unconditionally accepting yourself where you are right now on your path that you can actually accept others unconditionally too. Good. Keep breathing.
My love is just a reminder, find your center. My love is just a reminder.
The love you have for others is equal to the love you have for yourself. So self-love is not just necessary, but it is actually the key to healthy relationships. And when your heart is complete unto itself, then the love that is shared with others will be so pure and have no expectations attached to it. And that is truly unconditional love. And when we tap in to the eternal wellspring of our hearts, the very act of giving replenishes love, and the actual sharing becomes the reward. So when you really learn how to love, truly love on this level, then your presence is really healing and loving to all around you, and your whole being radiates with light. So keep breathing into that. Letting go of grief. Two breaths in, one breath out. And we move into the realm of gratitude. You can place your hands on your heart if that feels good to you. Just start to connect to what you are grateful for. Two breaths in, one breath out, all through the mouth still. Keep breathing through the mouth. Good job, nice, strong breaths. I want you to think about someone or something that you're really grateful for. Something easy. It could be a child. It could be something in nature. It could be a pet. I want you to place that person or that thing into your heart. I want you to just focus on all the gratitude, all the love, all the things that you love about them. I want you to just keep increasing that love, and whatever emotion shows up, whether it's tears of sadness or tears of joy, you're just releasing all the layers as you dive deeper into the heart, deeper into gratitude. Two breaths in, one breath out. I want you to start sending that gratitude to every cell of your body. And you can even just start with the feet. You're sending gratitude to your feet. Thank you, feet, for allowing me to walk from place to place. Thank you, legs. And just start going through your body, sending gratitude. Can move from the body when you're complete with the body. You can move to your higher self, your spirit, your guides, angels. You can have gratitude for all the people looking out for you. Gratitude for all the people that have shown up in your life, friends, family that have shown you love and kindness. Just keep placing people in your heart and just allow that gratitude to grow. And you're continuing to let go of grief. You're connecting to happiness. Two breaths in. One breath out. Gratitude for the life you've been given. So finding all the amazing experiences, opportunities you've been given. Keep breathing into that gratitude. Gratitude for being able to take the time and spend the money to work on yourself to create a better life. Wow, what a blessing. I am so grateful for you being here. you trusting me? You sharing your such amazing, beautiful energy with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And taking just another moment of gratitude for yourself, for getting to where you are right in this moment, all the hurdles, all the heartbreaks that you have been through. And we have a final gratitude for your parents, for bringing you into the world, into this experience. And if you don't have a good relationship with them, you can still have gratitude because they did make it possible for you to be here. Good, keep breathing through the mouth as we move into the realm of forgiveness. You might even want to start with your parents. So is there anyone or anything that you are holding on to that you are willing to forgive right now? That can even be yourself. So that is recognizing that forgiveness does not mean that what someone else did or said is okay or right. It just means that we are no longer willing to punish ourselves, to hold on to that heaviness, that energy. And so we just agree, we decide to let it go. Forgiveness is really not a behavior. It's an internal state of being and feeling, and recognizing that you are holding on to heaviness when you are not willing to forgive. And the best definition I've had for forgiveness is simply a letting go. It's just a letting go. So, you know, by forgiving or being compassionate, we are actually making space for others to just have their experiences without attaching our reactions to them, without needing to judge them. So if there's anyone that you would like to forgive, even yourself, you can place that person, that thing, those people into your heart, breathing that forgiveness, breathing that compassion. You know, knowing that we are all doing the best we can for where we are at. And again, recognizing that the baggage of negativity harms us more than any other, because we are the ones that carry it. So in some ways, we're the ones that are hurting ourselves more than anyone else can. Keep breathing, keep forgiving, allow any tears, any anger, whatever feelings are there to come up to the surface, and just keep breathing into them. Keep breathing. We're breathing into our anger and resentment towards whatever we're still holding on to. We're allowing ourselves to feel it and then just choosing to let it go. Two breaths in, one breath out. Keep breathing into the green, filling the heart with air as you're releasing grief. So you're releasing heaviness. What have you been holding on to that has been heavy in the heart? You're breathing through the mouth. Breathe with me. Keep going. We are in this together. We are all breathing together. We are sharing our breath. If there's anyone that you would like to share your breath for, you can exhale that Exhale that breath for them, so anyone that might need healing or unconditional love or forgiveness right now, you are breathing for them. Let's take the next few breaths and breathe for anyone that needs healing, love, compassion. Going, keep opening that heart, keep letting go of heaviness as we get down to the deeper layers of unconditional love. Remember the mantra, I love, I love, I love, I love. Keep breathing, really breathing into that love. I love, I love, I love. Keep going. Keep moving through the layers of heart. You're breathing in and letting go of judgments. What judgments have you been having around yourself? What do you judge yourself for? Is it not having enough money? Is it not doing a good job? Is it not being good looking enough? Do you judge your body? What are the judgments that you hold? You are exhaling those judgments. You are letting them go. You are choosing to love rather than judge. And when you choose love over judgment, you create this vital energy that nourishes your entire heart and soul. It's so powerful. And keep breathing. And we start with these judgments of self. And then we move to, what do we judge about others? What do we judge about the world? And really becoming aware of how your judgments prevent you from connecting to whatever you're judging. You're creating separation. Good. Keep breathing. Two breaths in. One breath out. Keep breathing, breathing, breathing breaths. I want you to place your little young self somewhere between 2 and 5 years old. I want you to start breathing for him or her, breathing unconditional love and compassion and filling that child with any love that it did not receive, with any time that you are misunderstood. So you are loving yourself. You are giving yourself the love that you might not have received, and you are fully, completely loving that being 100%, letting go of all judgment, letting go of all judgment. Two breaths in, one breath out, all through the mouth. Keep going. Really acknowledging all you've done to be where you are at today. Wow. Even with all the challenges you went through, here you are. You're so wonderful. Keep breathing. We're going to speed up the breath. We're going to breathe into joy and unconditional love, letting go of grief. We're going to end with this final breath song, bringing as much heart energy as possible, and you're imagining that there is a smile on the heart. Your heart is smiling so big, and the breath is coming from that space, coming from your heart. You're sending all that love and energy out into the world. Keep breathing. Love is the strongest medicine. You're nourishing and nurturing each cell of the body with that unconditional love, and you're breathing out, you're exhaling it out into the world. Good. Keep breathing all through the mouth. Two breaths in. One breath out.
So I get back to my roots, 9 to 5 to find my truth. Hey, hey,
hey. Finish strong all through the mouth. Breathing into joy, and you're spreading that joy. You're spreading those high vibrations through your exhale, through your natural vibration. You're raising your vibration, you're raising your heart chakra energy. And if you're still feeling heaviness and grief, that is okay. Be with what is there and just keep letting that go. Every time we let that go, we raise our vibration.
Hey, let's be honest, love is
good. Keep radiating that heart energy. Again, sending that heart energy not only to yourself, but to others who might be in need.
Half full of things in your heart, half full. Choose what you want to see, because you are enough.
2 breaths in. 1 breath out. Almost there, guys. Don't give up. Keep going. So close. Breathing into the green, into the element of air. We're feeling lighter. We're feeling expansive. You're sending your life purpose out into the world. Expanding who you are as you connect and share yourself with others. Good. Keep going. Keep that breath moving. So close. Keep breathing. 2 breaths in. 1 breath out. We are so close, you guys. So, so close. Sending any last bits of love into the heart with the breath. Keep going. Last few breaths here. Keep going. Good. And letting go of the breath. Yes. And just resting in the vibration of love. So you start to take the breath in through the nose, exhaling through the mouth. And just letting that high vibrational energy run through the body as you continue to release. Thank you. Green energy into your heart. And starting to wiggle your fingers and toes, turning onto your side into fetal position, and just giving yourself a hug. Taking a few moments here to acknowledge yourself. The hard work you've done to acknowledge who you are and what you love about yourself and what you're grateful for. You're breathing that into every cell of your body. And when you're ready, you can make your way up to seated. And take 5 minutes, if you'd like, to journal about today. Or you are welcome to just lay there and continue being in the space of receiving.